This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, where we're getting advice from Mike Bassick on buying Peloton stock.
Their stock is up 18% today because when it comes to working out and you want to avoid people right now, you can get that Peloton, and they're still going to do live classes in their studios, just not with anybody in there, so... Peloton, their stock's going up.
So there you go, Kevin, if you want to do that, if you're trying to get
your
workout
my
in.
Gym. I just found out my gym is closed.
It's only going to cost you $2,000 to get the bike.
And is that how much a Peloton costs?
$59 a month.
Can you buy me one?
Man, maybe.
All right, there
For
we
you
go.
You guys letting me talk on this show, I'll get you guys one.
All right, guys.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It is time. It is time to talk to our good friend David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. He is a fantastic follow at HellmanDC on Twitter. The information that he acquires, plus his fiery hot opinions. David, how's it going today, man?
What's up, bros? Good to be on with you.
You isolated right now? Are you kind of hanging out at the apartment?
Doing a little work from home, chilling with my dog.
There you go. That's
dogs
a smart
can't
man.
Catch coronavirus.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. They're great company in these trying times, for sure.
The moves yesterday, we'll start with the biggest move yesterday, obviously signing Amari Cooper to the five-year, $100 million contract. It's pretty clear he wanted to be a Cowboy all along.
Is it?
He just needed a raise. That move, though, does that tell you that the Cowboys do not buy into the idea that maybe that guy didn't show up sometimes?
I mean, if they're concerned about it, it doesn't reflect in the price tag.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've talked about it in the lead up to this. I'm sure, there were some people that were put off by that. I think, that was something that happened to Amari in Oakland too. But at the same time, you look at his production since he got here, I think it's 25 games and the production that he's had for the Cowboys since then. I've long said, it's not nothing, it's definitely something that you keep your eye on, but I will take the positives with Amari Cooper over the very few negatives that we've seen to this point in his career. I honestly, the indication that I was getting was that Amari was eyeing a shorter deal with this new CBA in the hopes of cashing in later. I guess he and his camp changed their mind because obviously he's locked in for much longer term than what I would have thought, and I don't think the Cowboys are super concerned about it.
Have you heard much? Because I have to admit, the one person I haven't heard a whole ton of, and I'm curious what the market is for him, is Robert Quinn. Should I just assume he's gone or not so fast?
I definitely wouldn't assume he's gone.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys placed a higher priority on keeping Robert Quinn than Byron Jones, and I think that's just because the factors at play make him easier to attain. Robert Quinn, if he's not 30 yet, he will be soon. He's obviously, he's been in the NFL for a decade. He's made his money. He signed several major contracts. We're talking about a guy that had 19 sacks with the Rams back in the day. You compare that to Byron Jones, who was coming up on his first big payday at one of the three most premium positions in football. I don't think the Cowboys had any hope of his price staying reasonable, and obviously he signed for $82.5 million yesterday. Quinn, I think, and we'll see, there are going to be suitors for him. I've heard rumors of several teams that are interested, but like I said, I think there's more at play there that might keep him affordable. I think a lot like Amari Cooper, I think all things being equal, if he were to get an offer he liked, I think Robert Quinn wants to be here. I think he felt comfortable here. So I think there's a few factors at play that could help the Cowboys keep Robert Quinn. But as with everything, it's going to depend on price. I mean, you kind of saw that with Randall Cobb last night. I think the Cowboys wanted to keep Randall Cobb too, but when Houston comes in and offers him $30 million, you know, that's a little, I mean, he got a little bit less than what Cole Beasley got to leave for Buffalo last year. So all it takes is for one team to be enamored with a guy and all your plans kind of go by the wayside. But I do think Robert Quinn has a good chance of winding up back here.
You just mentioned Randall Cobb. Were you surprised that he ended up leaving then? I mean, I know the money sent him out the door, but were you surprised? Because I don't know. There's so much discussion with Mike McCarthy. He was like, he'll just be back. Of course he'll be back.
No, and I was one of those people. Yeah, I was very surprised. And there's no way to say this without, like, I don't mean to disrespect Randall Cobb. I think he's a hell of a football player. But I thought he would be back in Dallas because I didn't think he had a super robust market. You know, I mean, he had a good season last year, but he didn't light the league on fire. And, you know, you look at the wide receiver class in this draft and you think, well, yeah, I mean, you can find slot receivers for very cheap in this market. I just didn't think anybody would be beating down Randall Cobb's door to sign him to a deal. I mean, if you think back to last year, he signed a one-year deal for $5 million. And then last night he signs a three-year for $27 million. With 18 of it guaranteed, I mean, he would be silly to not take that deal. He's 29 years old. It's probably the last really good contract he's going to get as an NFL player. He would be dumb not to take it. I just didn't think he would get that type of offer, to be totally honest with you.
All right. Now, one of the things I know Brian Broaddus has taught you a lot over the years, although you had to cover up for a lot of his mistakes whenever he was riding. But with the draft, what do you think the Cowboys will pursue? What's the best way of addressing the cornerback that's missing and the Randall Cobb wide receiver that's missing? Is it through the draft or through free agency for this Cowboys team?
I mean, that's the fun of free agency, is it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle. Because right now, I mean, the Cowboys need two cornerbacks. And they need two or three defensive tackles. They really, other than Tristan Hill, they don't have anybody definitively under contract at that position. Obviously, you now don't have a starting slot receiver. You don't have, for that matter, you don't really have much in the way of starting safety. You got Xavier Woods with 1 year left on his deal. Jeff Heath also officially, you know, he's in free agency. Teams can negotiate with him right now. And I think we're going to see what they want to focus on in the draft based on what they do here in the next, I don't know, 3 to 10 days, because I think they need to make several signings on defense just to cover themselves. And then we'll see, you know, I could see them adding a free agent receiver, or I could see them going forward with what they have and trying to draft a guy. I think what they do in the next week or so is going to shape what their draft strategy ultimately ends up being.
I know you hear about this all the time on Twitter. How can you not, if our fan text is indicative of it at all? When you mention wide receiver, inevitably the name, ludicrous or not, that comes up time and again is Dez Bryant. I want to know, where do you stand on any thoughts about bringing him back?
I mean, the guy that owns the team and writes the checks, then he hasn't dismissed it, so I can't dismiss it 110%. But I think it's very, very unlikely. Even with Randall Cobb leaving, like, I don't see the fit. Dez Bryant has never been this dynamic slot receiver. Like, he's never been a guy that's just constantly moving all over the formation. And, you know, they just locked up Amari. He's here for 5 years, $100 million. Michael Gallup's got 2 years left on his deal. Both of those guys were excellent last year. So I don't see Dez being the big outside guy. I don't see him having like this huge role on special teams, which you're going to need if you're going to be the fourth or fifth wide receiver on the team. He can return punts. We know that. But is he as dynamic as he was 5, 6, 7 years ago? I don't know. And so then you're talking, is he your fourth or fifth receiver? And if he's only playing like 8 to 15 snaps a game because of his role, is he doing enough for you on special teams and in all the other facets to like make that roster spot worthwhile? I'm not completely ruling it out, but it just seems very unlikely to me.
David, I want to go back to what you're talking about with the defense and how they have to sign some people just so they don't go into the draft being desperate. How much do you think the Cowboys...
Hold on, Mike. I have breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mike. And we have to ask our good friend David Hellman about this right now. I'm sorry to intrude on your question, Mike.
You sign Robert Quinn.
It's a good question. Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. The Bears are signing pass rusher Robert Quinn to a 5-year, $70 million contract with $30 million fully guaranteed. There you go. Your instant reaction.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. Is in my, you know, I've been comparing it all through the offseason. If the Cowboys can get Robert Quinn on a DeMarcus Ware 2013 type of deal, which, if you remember, Denver signed him for 3 years, $30 million, that was my hope and my thought. But if Chicago wants to pay Robert Quinn $70 million, obviously he should take it. And obviously, with all the other stuff that they have to do, I just don't think the Cowboys can afford to keep pace with that. That's honestly... good for him, man. He had 12 sacks last year, but man, that seems like crazy money for a guy who's, you know, nearing the wrong end of NFL productivity. Which, you know, DeMarcus Ware was really productive, you know, in Denver when he had that defense to work with. So I'm not saying he can't be, but wow, that is a very large contract and about twice as much as what I was thinking or hoping the Cowboys would be able to sign him for.
All right, I'm not going to ask this question nicely. I'm just going to make the statement, since now that Robert Quinn is gone, we're going to have a effing horse-ass defense. Can we win with this effing horse-ass defense that we're going to put out on the field in 2020?
I mean, I'll go full homer for a quick sec and say, like, they weren't very good last year when they had all these guys under contract. So, I mean, Robert Quinn was here and Byron Jones was here, and they were still pretty mediocre. So, you know, it's not like they're trying to replace Doomsday by losing these guys. Having said that, obviously you do not have much in the way of defensive talent on defense right now. And I think, I mean, like I said, I think it's just going to depend on what they do to cover themselves. Because I've been saying it all offseason, like bargain hunting – In the old-fashioned sense of, like, signing, you know, vet minimum deals is not going to get it done if they're planning to improve. They're going to need to spend some real capital on free agents, defensive tackles, and now a defensive end, or drafting somebody, you know, in the first two rounds. Those are all things that they're going to have to do. And, yeah, I mean, knowing now that Quinn is on his way to Chicago, they have a lot of work to do and a lot of money to spend if they expect this team to be better than it was last year.
David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Do you think it's fair that people hate me whenever I break bad news like this to the Tolos? That's not fair, is it?
I mean, I have a well-earned reputation of being the wet blanket among, you know, DallasCowboys.com readership and listeners and whatever. So I empathize with you, but
you just said our defense was going to be awesome, though.
You think Dez can play safety?
Oh, if only.
All right. Well, hey, David, I appreciate it. I know you got to go write a story now, so good luck to you, man.
We're going to get Jadeveon Clowney. Don't worry, buddy.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
There he goes, David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. When was the last time we broke crazy news like that right in the middle of an interview where we had an expert to rely on?
My favorite part is that I don't know if the camera was on your face at that point, but 105.3thefan.com. I wish you could have just seen Bassick's face. First off, when Corey interrupted, he finally got a question, and he was like, you son of a, this better be, like, I swear, I thought you were going to be like backup lineman for the Houston Texans.
If he broke the Chicago Bears were signing Chase Daniel or something, which I think he signed with the Lions today, but I was like, if you do that to me, I'm going to kick your butt out.
And he might have really walked out, and we finally could have seen that. But that's a pretty worthy step-in moment right there.
Way to step on me.
Here's what I hope you can do. Kevin, you're right. I really hope that the cameras were on Mike at the time. God. And I hope somebody can go back on the stream. It's 105.3thefan.com/fancam and just capture the picture of Mike's face. Whenever he did that. That way you can turn it into a GIF, because that's going to be or a meme or whatever. That's going to be the most memeable face we've ever seen in our entire lives.